Welcome back to another episode of the Glasso 11 podcast. Episode 3, Chris.
I know. They're adding up.
They're flying in. I have to say, this is like my first time using Anchor as a platform, and it's ridiculously easy. Obviously, this isn't a paid ad for Anchor because there's probably nobody listening. But anyway, yeah, it's...
We might have one listener.
One of us checking it. That's usually it. But yeah, it's ridiculous. It's so easy. So anyone's interested in podcasting, and if you ever do come across this episode, I'd suggest you use an Anchor. It's a fantastic platform. So today's show is going to take like a bit of a structure, folks, and all on Glasso. We're in World Cup season. It's gone mad already.
Yeah, it's crazy. People who genuinely actually don't really have an interest in football are like all about it.
Into the World Cup. Yeah, it's true. My girlfriend in her office, they have like a little room. I think they do this in a lot of jobs now where they have like a little designated football room.
Yeah.
And they bring a TV in. And remember when you're in school?
That's brilliant.
And they used to wheel in the television. And everyone would be like, this is great. I don't care, even though if you're watching like something mental.
I was doing my junior shirt. I think it was when Robbie Keane scored for Ireland against Germany.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, we were all at the back on the stage. Like, that's where the telly was or whatever.
Yeah.
And, we were all, like, cheering and roaring and screaming. And, like, exams are still going on for somebody else.
During
like,
your maths exam.
Art or something was going on in the background.
That was great. I remember that goal against Germany. Good man, Robbie. This is the second time he's come up with the podcast.
Every single day features. Yeah, we should have a Robbie feature
on this. We're going to get a little bobblehead, Robbie Keane. Yeah. That'll go on.
Hey, Robbie.
Fantastic. But yeah, so we're going to focus, today's focus is going to be all about the World Cup, our top 5 goals of the week so far. And I think this is going to be a feature that is going to be an ongoing thing for us because
it should be.
Golasso is all about, you know, that incredible goal. And what the plan is, we're going to pick our top 5, we're going to narrow it down to 3, and it's going to go out to you, the listener, and also people who are on Twitter who are able to interact with us there.
Yeah.
And you can let us know, you can vote during the poll of our top 3 contestants, which one is your favorite? What we're going to do with that favorite is recreate it.
Yes,
We're going to try and recreate it. So that will come up on our next week's video for our YouTube channel, which is Glasso 11 as well. So to kick things off, I'm going to start with a pretty big game goal from the man himself, Cristiano.
There's only one place to start, isn't there?
That's ridiculous. Yeah. This guy, is he even human?
He's the main man.
He's like a superhero that plays football.
Yeah, he loves pressure. He loves it.
You're a big fan. I know you are because he's a Manchester United boy. But
I've seen him live as well one time. He's just different animal.
Yeah,
he's brilliant.
Did you get his picture?
No.
Did you ever meet him? No.
No. I never met Ronaldo.
You met Conor McGregor.
I met Vidic.
He's not really the same.
He's not Ronaldo.
Good defender.
He was eating a burger as well when I met him.
He was
eating a burger.
He's eating a burger.
Yeah.
On the pitch?
No, he drove past in his car. Yeah, he was driving a Range Rover and we were walking home from the stadium and he drove past, he stopped at lights.
Yeah.
And you know, people were getting autographs and stuff. Little kids, not me.
he
was eating a burger.
With a Big Mac just goes, all right.
Yeah.
I think all professional footballers
eat the legend.
Burgers directly after a match.
Yeah.
But what you make of the Ronaldo goal? He scored 3 in the game.
Yeah.
And the penalty was a good penalty. I can't remember his goal from play. I was like,
Oh my God, the header?
Probably. He jumped.
No, it wasn't. It was a left foot shot low along the ground and the keeper spilled it.
Oh, yeah, I remember.
Keeper spilled it in.
David De Gea as well. Like, he made De Gea look like average.
Yeah.
And he's had an amazing season.
Mourinho even came out and said he was our best player for United and it was an unfortunate error, but these things happen in football, I guess. Yeah. So.
He did hit it. There was a lot of pace and it kind of like fizzed. I'm making excuses for De Gea. I think he really should have saved
that. Ronaldo's brilliant.
Yeah, I know.
We'll just leave it at that. Right?
That's the theme of it.
Poor De Gea.
What do you think of his free kick, though? To be fair, it wasn't a typical Ronaldo-esque knuckleball shot. He kind of hit it with a bit of bend.
Yeah, it did bend like from outside in like or whatever. Yeah. But the actual moment in the match when he scored, the pressure, what was at stake when he was taking the free kick, all that kind of mattered as well.
So, what did you think of the news headlines that morning come from Spain that he owes 18 million?
I missed out on all that. I just got it the next day and I still don't even know the ins and outs of it.
So, I'm literally just going off a headline right now, but it was released in one of the Spanish papers that he owes 18 million in back taxes
right.
to... It's to Portugal, so it's not to Spain. but it was released, and he plays in Spain for a Spanish team, and it was released against them. You know, they're basically the best player in Spain. So
He probably made his 18 million back in that match through everything.
Ridiculous, isn't it? That's how you...
I didn't know that. Yeah. What, your tax stuff? Like the way Messi was done?
Yeah, I don't know. Like they literally just pulled these numbers out of the bag, because it just seems changing all the time. But yeah, it's like, what a way to shut up people. Go, here's a hat-trick.
Yeah.
Be quiet.
Yeah, here's my 18 million.
Yeah, but like it was... big pressure, as you say. He didn't really do much in the Champions League final, though. Liverpool supporter, so, but he didn't show up, in my opinion.
I know, but he had other better players around him to actually carry him a little bit in that, I think.
Yeah. Then the Portuguese squad.
The Portuguese squad, yeah. But he's the main man for Portugal.
He's the main man for Madrid as well.
He's the main man in the world, like, when it comes to soccer, I think.
Yeah. I think you really have a crush on this man.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
Oh, God. I've seen him playing live. He's brilliant.
Yeah, you said that already. Yeah. I love Ronaldo. Yeah. Right. So he's number one, I think, for this week for one of the top five goals. Not necessarily the number one. We got through a few others. There was another free kick by Kolarov.
Yeah.
Now, where does he play these days? Is it Roma or someone he's with? He's in Italy, I think, isn't he?
Yeah, he's in Roma.
So it's like, he's still playing top flight football.
Yeah, top European football.
But he's like,
he's the captain.
He's kind of gone off the radar. Like, to be fair, he's probably getting more games now than he did with Man City.
I think he's just gone off our radar because he's not playing the Premier League.
That's true, actually, yeah. I've never thought of it like that.
Yeah. But like, he's
where's Roma?
A whopper of a left foot, yeah. So... Thunderbolt. It was a great strike as well. A little bit different than Ronaldo's.
Yeah. I thought it was better. When I saw it, I was like, I didn't see it live. But when we saw it, I was like, that was actually a better strike. It was further out and it was to the side, and he kind of just got a bit of bend on it as well. But it was a rocket top.
No, like, he has that as well. Like, he's well able to do that. I've seen him doing it for City.
Yeah.
Seen him doing it for Serbia before, and Roma now.
I think City should have kept him. They've dealt in that position. I know they weren't. They just bought Mendy for like $600 million or something.
Yeah, it hasn't even like
he got injured.
The pitch.
He is good though.
Is he?
Yeah,
I never actually heard.
I've seen a YouTube video of his best bits. He's pretty good.
I don't know.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah, but it's France he's playing in. Like, you'd look good in France.
I don't know. Ligue 1 is there's a few good.
I'm not having it unless he like has a solid season next year.
Yeah,
I still think he's like.
I think he was good in preseason. I didn't see any of the games, is what I heard.
Right.
But the injury, obviously,
speculation.
This is all speculation. No, like, Monaco were a beast of a team when he was with them. They had Bakayoko, Fabinho. Yeah, they were
questionably
together.
Bakayoko.
He was good with them. Him and Fabinho were like they were solid in that midfield.
Right, I'll give you that one then.
Okay, because Fabinho's at Liverpool, so yeah. Your man Lamar has just left, or he's agreed a deal in principle with Atletico Madrid.
Is he? That's the guy Arsenal were chasing?
And
never got.
Yeah. £80 million or £90 million.
It's still not worth it, I'm sorry.
No, but that's football these days. It's gone bananas. Mbappe, he moved on, he's at PSG.
Yeah.
He had a great season. He was like 12 and he was scoring all them goals.
Yeah.
there was so many fantastic.
Did he play actually the other day?
Falcao was there as well that time. I think he did.
Yeah.
I didn't see the game. This is the thing, we're having a little bit of issues with the time difference because we're in Vancouver and it's in Russia. So it's like 5 a.m., usually 8 or 9 a.m.
Yeah.
11 a.m.
There was two 11 a.m. kickoffs, I think, for us here, but like, we're working, so
yeah, no,
it's kind of tricky to see that.
Yeah, unfortunately, this podcast has not yet paid the bills. One day, hopefully.
Sometime.
Yeah, touch wood. Kolarov, we'll put that firmly in the mix. Free kick, it was a decent free kick. Yeah.
I think the two of them were good. I think Ronaldo's edges it for me because of the actual moment in the match and what was at stake.
That's true. That is true. Like, you know, it was, what score was that when Kolarov scored?
It was 0-0.
And then
it was 1-0 to Serbia, and that made it 2-0.
Let me
do some little research here. I get my phone now.
Yeah, what do you think of Serbia? Like,
they have a good team.
What's that?
Mitrovic.
The midfielder, like Milan Savic or something like that. His name is. He's like, everyone's after him.
I don't know. I'm not.
I think he's with Inter Milan or someone like that. Again, we're not pundits.
Savic. Serbia. Here's their team. Midfield,
he's a hyphenated name.
Matic, Mihailovic, two Premier League players. They're like their holding midfielders. Then they have Dusan Tadic, Savic, you're right.
Savic. What's his full name?
S. Dot Milinkovic Savic.
Milinkovic Savic.
Yeah.
Manchester United, well, supposedly were linked with him, and it was around £75 million.
Never heard of him.
Now, he's meant to be, I've watched extensive YouTube clips on him, right, and he's pretty decent on YouTube.
But then they also have a centre-back called Milinkovic. So maybe we get mixed up.
Milinkovic. Milinkovic?
Yeah, Milinkovic, a centre-back, right, and then there's Milinkovic Savic.
Oh, there's two of them?
Yeah.
Show me the names.
Centre-back and centre-mid.
Yeah, it's number 20 there, Milinkovic Savic, that's him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then Mitrovic up front, who we all know from the Premier League.
All those Baltic names, I just never remember them.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
So,
yeah, decent little team. Kolarov, decent strike. Goal number three, I'm going to go Coutinho on this one.
Coutinho, Brazil.
Mm.
Now, it was a good opening for Brazil, but it all went downhill from there.
Blueprint Coutinho goal as well.
Yeah.
How many times has he done that for Liverpool?
He does it all the time.
It's like Robin. You know, Robin used to cut in from the right side.
Yeah.
And like, you couldn't do anything about it. You know, he couldn't kick snow off a rope with that right foot of his. But that left foot was lethal.
Yeah, and absolutely lethal. Coutinho's
was nearly top corner. It was
close.
It was right up there.
Yeah.
It was in the bottom bit of the top corner.
Not quite bottom corner.
Not quite bottom corner. Yeah. It was a fantastic goal, though. He's like the pace in which he got on it and like the power. He's like, he hasn't done anything like that for Barcelona yet.
No, not yet. He's kind of had a slow start to his career in Barcelona.
What do you think it is? Why do these South Americans, obviously, like, you know, if you're coming from a hot country like Brazil, mm-hmm, and you're in freezing cold, wet, rainy Liverpool, when Barcelona come knocking, it's kind of like, you know, well, I can live on holidays, you know, forever and play some football. Like, I understand the appeal to the continent because it's warm, but do you think there's more to it other than obviously being Barcelona?
I don't know. Like Suarez, when he went, he hit the ground running straight away.
Yeah.
Like, he was getting goals every single match. Maybe his position, he's not like an out-and-out striker, so he's not maybe getting the same amount of opportunities as what Suarez got.
Probably a stupid question to ask because, like, the weather's better, the team's bigger, and they get more money.
Yeah.
But why would they go there?
Why?
Yeah. I'm just, you know, when you're a Liverpool supporter, you kind of come up with reasons. Don't leave, please.
But, like, there's always people in Southampton that want to go to Liverpool.
That's true, yeah. Nobody wants to play for Southampton anymore. Come to Liverpool.
Yeah, Tadic will be your next signing.
Even at 39 years of age.
Yeah.
Why not? We'll take him. But fantastic Coutinho goal. I think you're right in saying that they were decent going forward, I think. And in the first half, I thought they looked quite good. Neymar didn't really do much for me.
No.
He was a couple of little tricks here and there.
Not much at all. Cantona slated him on social media today.
Did he?
Yeah.
What was he saying?
He just said he's just overhyped.
This is like rumors, what he said.
Yeah. Bro. Just he's overhyped.
You think so?
Yeah.
The big marketing tool.
He didn't live up to his expectations of what he's actually, his price tag.
Well, to be fair, like, what is his price tag? It hasn't even been officially released.
Like, you're playing Switzerland, like, and
The Swiss aren't bad.
No, they're not bad, but it's Brazil at the end of the day.
It's those little knives you got to watch out for. They have a lot of like decent, like solid, muscly men in their team.
Short, left-footed lads. Yeah. There's only one of them.
They're like bodybuilders on the weekend. What is going on with him? Like,
I don't know.
He's a tank.
Yeah. And he set the goal up as well.
If anyone's wondering, we're talking about Zerdan Shaqiri for Stoke.
Yeah, and Liverpool can't sign him. They're doing their best.
Don't want him. Our gym's too small, he won't come around.
Yeah, check and he's not
it
out. From Southampton.
Yeah. He's from one of the S's, but no, we don't want him. I knew they were going to struggle with them. I just knew it was going to be a tricky team to go up against. I think Brazil are going to do well, though, in this competition. I want to put their name in the half for winning it, but after seeing the game the other day, my initial fears was that back, basically. Yeah. Like,
but, like, you know, defense. I need our back four.
And Thiago Silva,
right,
he's still there.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know what he reminds me of? What was his name?
Luis. David Luis.
Not David Luis, no.
Luis Fabiano. I'm just throwing names out here.
Yeah.
Louis Vuitton.
What was the centre back they had for years?
Oh, he
was like, he was a real old school tough man.
Cafu?
Not Cafu, no. He was centre back, he wasn't.
No.
Oh, this is going to do my head in. I'll look it up anyway. But yeah, it reminds me of those. Like, he's a decent player, but kind of like, again, another one got off the radar because he's not playing in the Premier League.
PSG. Is that where he is?
Yeah, he's still there. He's still with them. I think he's going to be moving on soon, though.
Really?
They're going to need somebody else, yeah.
Yeah.
They've got some more Brazilians in that team, I'm pretty sure.
Probably.
PSG.
I actually don't know their team, to be honest. I don't know.
Nobody knows their team. No. It's the financial fair play. Just cleared up as well, going, who is with you now? Yeah. I don't know. Signed a few more players. But I think they're going to do okay, but they're going to struggle, I think, against certain teams like Germany. It's saying that Germany were fairly poor.
Yeah.
Did you see that again?
Yeah, but they had a lot of chances to score. I think they probably deserved to beat Iceland.
Yeah.
But obviously they didn't. And Iceland they're a tough team.
Iceland are a nation of 300,000 people. Yeah. And Lionel Messi, I'm sure Ronaldo's sitting at home just laughing. It was like, Lionel Messi put a shot in for a penalty, bottom left corner, and your man got to it. This guy's a film director.
Yeah.
You know? He's actually, I have a thing here, and it's hilarious. So 2 days before Iceland's team went into the training camp for the World Cup, he was directed at a commercial to air during the Cup for Coca-Cola.
That's crazy, isn't it?
And then he just goes onto the pitch and saves a penalty.
I'm going to hold on there for a second. Save Messi's penalty here.
It's unbelievable, isn't it?
I think he made a few other saves in that match as well.
They were like the talk.
And he's old, isn't he?
He is old enough. I think he's like in his late 30s, I think he is. 4 years ago. His name is Halldórsson. And he directed Iceland's entry to the Eurovision Song Contest. So that was his biggest thing before this.
Oh my God. Save. You can scratch that now. That's number two.
I know, yeah. I just like put Messi in your pocket. Yeah. That was the end of that. Like,
Stopped it from winning the Ballon d'Or.
Are you still sticking with Argentina, by the way?
Yeah, that was my call before the World Cup. The kind of gut feeling that sometimes they have to do it. I'm sticking with Argentina to win. Lukaku, top goal scorer. No. We'll see how that goes.
He did score two, though, to be fair.
Yeah.
I think
top like goals seven goals will probably win you the top goal scorer in the World Cup.
Yeah, it's true. I think that's what it was last year, wasn't it?
I'm not sure.
Who was it last year? Or the last World
one
Cup?
Was
Lucio, by the way, was the defender I was thinking of.
Yeah.
Old school beast.
Who was it? I should know that.
I don't know. Like,
I know who it was.
Who was it?
It was the Colombia boy.
James Rodriguez.
Yeah. But he got all his goals in the group stage. A lot of them.
That's true. You see, you have to think about
it. He scored a lot of his goals were like really good goals as well.
I think Thomas Muller was up there the World Cup before that. He's like, was he still in his mid 20s?
No, he's not.
He's not 30s, isn't he?
Really?
Yeah, he's not.
He looks about 50.
Has he not been in the last four World Cups?
Yeah, it must be a record. I think Ronaldo set a record today. He's scoring four consecutive World Cups.
Yeah, there's only four people that have ever done that.
Yeah.
He's one of them now. But not only that, he's lighting them on fire. It's unbelievable.
Mm.
And Portugal are a team that you don't think have it in them to win a major competition like this. But like you said last week, I think you said it on the podcast, they won the Euros only 2 years ago.
Yeah.
The team hasn't changed.
No.
You're dead right in saying that. It's
a little bit older, but they're still it's the wiser. Same bunch of people. Yeah.
Yeah. Ronaldo's another haircut, probably another 200 million in the bank. More.
They don't have Nani though, I don't think. Did Nani retire? I didn't see him playing the other day.
I didn't see him either. I didn't see him on the bench either. So he could be one that they're the flair player that they're missing out on.
Yeah.
That Raquelme guy, was that his name?
Quaresma? Quaresma, he came off the bench. He's still playing. I thought he was retired 5 years ago.
He was in, I think it was the academy at Sporting Lisbon with Ronaldo. I've seen a documentary.
They grew up together.
And I think it's that Netflix documentary about Ronaldo. I think he's in that.
Right.
And there were two buddies growing up, but they were at the same age, but he was really talented. Ronaldo said he was really tricky and he could do anything with a football.
Yeah.
He was kind of like Jack Wilshere. maybe that's a bad comparison. Joe Cole.
Yeah.
Joe Cole was meant to be a magician on the pitch when he was younger.
Yeah.
In the training ground, sorry. But I think Quaresma, he went a little bit off the ball.
Ravel Morrison. Remember him?
Yeah.
But Ferguson said he was the best player he's ever seen as a kid.
Really?
And he was at United, and then he just went crazy. I don't know where, but he's still
crazy. He just kind of
he went off the ball.
The lifestyle, it's a great one for football.
I think he's playing somewhere in Brazil now.
He is not.
Yeah.
He'd probably do okay out there.
Yeah, well, the flair will kind of suit him out there.
He'll shine.
But Nani is not even in the squad for. So he must have retired.
Yeah.
Or he just didn't make it.
Just didn't make it, I'd say, more than likely. Moving on, I suppose, to our fourth contestant for the top five goals. We're going to go with Nacho in this one. Now, we missed basically. We were filming some football stuff,
yeah,
and we missed this game. There's dedication, and it's not up on YouTube yet, but it will be soon. But we missed the Spain Portugal game.
Yeah, just highlights again.
Yeah,
it's terrible, isn't it? You miss it, like
bloody World Cup. All I'm doing is watching YouTube videos. It's driving me mad. It is.
I'm trying to make some.
Yeah. But what did you think of the Nacho goal? It was probably, I was going to say, the best goal of the game, but then Ronaldo's, again, big pressure goal. It was
a great strike. It was a great strike. Box.
He did not mean to hit the post and put it in. He just meant to basically try and hit the target.
Yeah, it was a little daisy cutter shot.
Yeah.
It was a great strike. It was a great strike.
Nice. I don't even know who's playing with, Nacho.
Is Madrid.
Is he with Madrid?
Yeah.
Is there anybody on that team who's not Madrid or Barcelona?
Yeah, I know, yeah. Sure, Ramos is in the mix there as well. Yeah. Nacho is, he's not starting ahead of Carvajal, but he comes on.
No way. Madrid, they have everybody summed up.
And he gave away the penalty as well against Ronaldo. I think Ronaldo winked at him or said something to him after the match.
Did he?
Yeah.
He knew what was going on. He's like, cheers for that.
Yeah. Sort out in a few weeks time after the World Cup.
Don't sell it in the newspapers. Do you think that Ronaldo has this Ballon d'Or sewn up then already?
Not sewn up, but he's probably winning the race for me.
I was confident going into the Champions League final that Salah was going to get it. Now, I know that's a ridiculous thing to say, going up against Messi and Ronaldo, but I think the year he had, the 40 goals, just ridiculous. He's not a...
As an individual,
and he brought Liverpool, basically, not solely, but he brought Liverpool to attention as a goal attacking team this year. Like there was a lot of goals.
Still, though, at the end of it, he has no silverware. Liverpool finished a point off in the league worse than they did last year.
Why are you going to bring tone down?
It's all about winners.
It is about winners.
And Ronaldo has won one trophy this year, which is Champions League final. Messi's won two.
Yeah. It's true. You're right in saying that. But
so for me, they were the neck and neck. And
do you think it can be salvaged for Salah just for the fact that he's at the World Cup soon after an injury?
I don't think so.
No.
He couldn't put his jersey on the other day, could he?
Tough. I seen a video. He was in, it wasn't his jersey, it was his training bib. The other Egyptian players were helping him, like an old man that couldn't get his clothes on. Yeah. It was terrible. He's done. He's there for sport.
Yeah.
That's
it. Yeah.
He's they're playing Russia next as well.
Yeah, it's in 2 days' time.
What are you going to do? Think about it. Everyone knows he's their star player. And he's injury.
On the bench.
So all you got to do is hit him in the arm a little bit. Yeah. And that's literally.
Play Spain, Ramos will probably hit him up again.
Could you imagine if it was Egyptian or Egypt and Spain?
Yeah.
It'd be so funny. He wouldn't play though. He wouldn't do it.
Would he?
No, I wouldn't say so. And then what? You think he's going to go on with a baseball bat and chase Ramos around the pitch?
I'm better swing it, isn't it?
Harsh. Yeah. But yeah, I think you're right. I think it's going to be between Messi and Ronaldo, whoever basically gets furthest in the World Cup.
I think so. I wouldn't write Messi off yet, though.
No.
I really wouldn't.
After that penalty, it's 1-0 Ronaldo.
Yeah, definitely is. Trina.
Yeah, so we've got Ronaldo, Kolarov, Coutinho, Nacho, and then for number 5, who do you think? Who do you want to go with?
Sticking Aguero.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's...
That man, it's like...
He's
up and down with, either being injured or just not, it doesn't seem to be available for some reason.
Did I hear something weird today that was his first goal at a World Cup?
No, can't be. Really?
I think so.
Look it up there.
I'll look it up right now. But it was good. It was a typical Aguero goal. It kind of reminded me of the goal that won the Premier League from how many years ago. It was against Wigan or somebody.
Yeah.
And the final day of the season. Remember that goal he scored right at the very end?
Beat Man United.
Yeah.
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 That was great.
That was it.
It wasn't great, really. I'm not an anti Manchester United or Manchester City supporter, but if I had to pick one, it'd probably be Man City.
Really? But that's Even though they buy it, well, United do as well, I suppose.
United have had money for a long time. But the Aguero goal reminded me of some player who's coming back from preseason who's not quite fit yet, and he was because he looked like he was falling over, even though it was probably a lot of mobility involved in that shot.
Yeah,
and he just sliced it in top corner. Have that.
Yeah, it was a great finish on the turn, left foot, so strong.
Yeah,
you can't give him the ball in the box. Like he is
a tough little nugget on that ball, isn't he? He's only about 5'1". He's probably shorter than Messi.
Yeah, but he's bigger than Shaqiri.
It's true. Yeah,
like he's stocky. He's strong.
A little tank like that team. Really, when you look at it, should be like Argentina should be winning the World Cup. Like,
yeah,
the type of players
their
that they
backs.
Have. It's true.
They're weak, like in their defense. They've good, like
the South Americans are not known for their defense, though. That's not the style of football that goes on over there. Like it's like that thing in school, let's say, where it's like everybody wants to play up front.
Yeah.
What position do you play? I'm a striker.
A striker.
Yeah. What we need a goalie. I'm not going to go.
Well, we've enough strikers. Well, I'm just behind the striker.
Yeah. I'll be number 10 today. I'll be Coutinho. No, it's not happening. Right? You're not good enough. But yeah, I'm still not sure on Argentina. I think, like, even with all that attacking threat, you're right, the backs are a little bit bogey, but it's not gonna be enough for them to get through.
We'll see. It's only like they've only played one match, so
yeah.
Like they have to turn it around. Brazil have to turn it around, Argentina have to turn it around, Germany have to turn it around. England didn't really do anything much today, even though they won.
Did
but
you watch it?
No. Belgium won, I suppose they were expected. They were the only team, I think Belgium maybe were, and England, I guess, were the only teams that were expected to win that actually did win their own matches.
Yeah,
and England barely won.
Yeah, 2-1.
France barely won.
But didn't you say Tunisia are the best team in Africa?
Yeah, they were like the first team into the World Cup, basically, out of Africa.
Were
they? Yeah. What
I didn't recognize one name on their team.
No?
No.
Neither did I.
They're one of those teams, like, you know. But to be fair though, the African teams, they only have like each country has like one or two stars. It's kind of like, I was gonna say Ireland, but we don't even have one or two big names on our team. Like,
is that right there, Aguero?
That's Aguero. Sergio Aguero scores his first ever World Cup goal for Argentina. Who's that from? City Watch. I'll look into that. But yeah, it could be right because, like, throughout the years, it's been obvious.
Versus Iceland, yeah.
Higuain, where's he? Is he even there? Is he on the squad?
Yeah, he made it. Yeah.
He go in and it looks like he's carrying a few pounds. He's always kind of
always like that.
A bit stocky. Not a Shaqiri. But and then you've got Carlos Tevez was there for years as well.
Yeah.
So he was always in the team. I think they just said love him over there. And he's a Boca now at the moment. So.
Is he?
Or he was. And,
yeah, he has to be still playing somewhere.
But yeah, the English team, that lineup, I seen the lineup today and it was like, they had Pickford in goal.
Yeah.
And they had Harry Maguire. They've been 3-5-2. Harry Maguire left back. Or just left at centre back.
Yeah, left centre.
And then they had John Stones in the back. He hasn't played football all year.
Yeah.
And then in right back, he had Kyle Walker. And then he went for, like, I suppose, wing back positions, like, you know, in the midfield. So it was like Ashley Young wide on the left, Kieran Trippier on the right.
Yeah.
Jordan Henderson over Kieran Dyer. A lot of people were talking about that.
I'd agree with that.
Yeah, he played well today as well.
Yeah.
I'm not just saying that, but yeah, good player. Jesse Lingard left to Henderson, and then Dele Alli on the right.
Yeah.
And then up front, Raheem Sterling and Harry Kane.
Yeah.
It's a weird one for Sterling to actually play as a striker. I would have gone like...
Did he actually play, though, as a striker, or was he a little bit behind?
I'd say it was like just Kane standing up there waiting for long balls.
Yeah.
to be honest.
I've seen the highlights. Lingard played very well. So I'm lucky not to get 2 goals.
Yeah.
And he got taken down outside the box like a couple of times as well for free kicks and stuff.
He's that player for me, the Manchester United player, that I'm like, how is he in that team? You know, I don't understand who plays for Manchester United, but he does actually, you know, do a bit on the pitch. You know, if that means anything. He's young. He's only 20-odd, early 20s, I'd say, 23, 24. So he's got
to get into the World Cup.
He's a great career ahead of him. Fair play to him. Good man. Well done. But England, I think, are going to struggle. I don't think they're going to, if going by that performance today... I don't know.
Yeah,
I wasn't blown away.
We'll judge them after the second match.
Yeah, we'll judge them. We'll give them all the judging.
Yeah.
Speaking of judgments, the referees are having a bit of a nightmare these days with this VAR.
Everything is VAR.
Yeah,
it's. I don't know. I think it ruins. If the referee gets wrong, he gets wrong. I think you should just accept the decision, go with it.
Yeah, the way it used to be.
Yeah,
yeah.
You bring in the VAR, it's stop start.
But this is the thing. I was listening to a podcast today. Not related to football at all. And it's actually Joe Rogan podcast. Great podcast. If you don't listen to it, I recommend listening to Joe Rogan's podcast. It's fantastic. The Joe Rogan Experience. But he had a guy on, can't remember his name, and they were talking about technology. He was an astrophysicist or something along the lines of that. And they were talking about the idea of AI and coming in, taking over. This is kind of a bit of a sidetrack from football, but integrating with society.
Right.
And one of the things was self-driving cars.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then the guy that he was speaking with, his name is, let me just get up here now.
I think I might have seen this. Was this a while ago or?
No, it was only recently. Adam Frank is his name. He's a physicist, astronomer, and a writer. Good episode.
Two first names.
Yeah.
Adam Frank.
Yeah. But they were talking about basically taking away from people's jobs. Okay, so like, if you have like AI introduced in regards to self-driving cars, which is what they're working on, this is happening right now. So it's not like science fiction. This is actually happening.
Yeah,
you're going to take away from a lot of people. Work, you know, there's a lot of like truck drivers, for example. And one side of it is like, oh, well, if they get it right, it's going to cut down on road accidents. And if they get it wrong, it's going to basically just be useless. Like,
so they did get it wrong, didn't they, in Texas this year?
Yeah, it's still, but it's like everything, you know, it's they're ironing out the kinks at the moment.
Yeah.
So and until it becomes, you know, smooth and fluid, it's not going to be, it's not going to be there yet. It's not going to be released, you know, to the public.
Yeah.
But it's true. It's like one of the things that like Joe Rogan said was, do we need it? Like, do we need that? Like, is that, you know what I mean? Like truck drivers, like that's a job for somebody. That's, you know,
taxis as well.
It's like, these are jobs, you know, like you're cutting down costs on a company, but like you're providing, somebody has to do something. The population isn't getting smaller.
Is it going to like, is it in a position where, I don't know, let's talk hypothetically, that it will get rid of referees.
The VAR?
Yeah, it's not. No, you're still going to need referees.
Yeah, it's not going to be like, you know, the Terminator running around the pitch, handing out red cards, even though I'd love to see that. That would be amazing. But yeah, it's like, it's one of those things. They're trying to make it benefit the game so everything is fair, you know? But I'm still asking the question.
It takes away from the...
Do we need
everything?
It's like, it's the game has gone on for so long, and you know, it's not like it's a broken system. The referees can still use the electronic buzzer when the ball goes over the line.
Yeah, and that's the goal. That's been effective because that's instant. Yeah,
they don't have to. When the ball crosses, a sensor triggers it as crossing the line, goals given, it's called.
Yeah,
they don't have to. There's no worry about
like Pogba's goal. Yeah. That's what it came down to. Exactly. It was all sorted out in about 3 seconds.
And that's where it should be. Like, you know, there's been a lot of like harsh goals. I think it was Frank Lampard, was it in the World Cup where his penalty went on over the line and it's the backspin brought it back out.
It wasn't given.
So it's like, that's stuff like that is pretty harsh.
Yeah, but in real time, it's hard for referees to actually spot that.
And you made the point of like, you know, where does it stop? Then, like, you know, like, is it going to be like I was asking, is it going to be like tennis? You know, do you get a certain amount of challenges each team? Do you know what I mean? So, like, can you call it for like free kicks?
No, they have to put some sort of a cap on it, I think, because if not, you're going to be calling it. You're going to be calling handball, pulling jerseys, throw-ins, corners, the ball on the line or over the line for taking a corner if it leads to a goal.
Yeah.
Well, like, the technicality is supposed to be in the little thing in the corner. If it's just outside that, which some players always do, like, is it just going to come down to like little small details like that?
It's going to be to see who's the best salesman and who can get in the referee's ear and go, listen.
I think Banner.
Yeah. Banner. Banner, that's what he's saying.
Get rid of it.
On that note, I think we're going to leave it for today. Ban everything to do with technology.
What's happening here with these top goals?
So we're going to put these up on Twitter. We're going to narrow it down to our top three. Let's pick three right now, actually, before we go. I'm going to go number one, Coutinho, my old boy.
All right. I'll go Ronaldo.
You're going Ronaldo. And then let's go together on this one, on the last one. Who are you going to say?
I'm going to say, because we already have a free kick, I'm going to say Nacho.
You're going to say Nacho?
Yeah.
Okay, Nacho. So there you have it. We're going to Ronaldo, Coutinho, and Nacho. We're going to put that up on Twitter. You get the vote to decide which one was your favorite, which one do you think was the goal of the week. And myself and Christopher are going to recreate this on our YouTube channel, Galasso11. You can check that out.
Yeah.
Next week then, when we come back, we're going to be talking about more of the greatest goals and news of the World Cup. And
the second week.
Week two, hopefully. Lots of goals. Less penalties, there's about 15 penalties it was in the last 2 days, so it's getting a bit crazy. Thanks for listening, and we will catch you next week. Bye!